Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli. My co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Faisal. You?
I'm good. I'm tired. And I'm tired. It's been a very interesting week in the markets, but I'm tired because it seems like every single day something's changing in regards to this whole COVID Delta variant.
Yep.
And because I'm reading about the material all around the world, I think there is a tale of two different stories here. There is what's happening within our reach, pretty much North America. We're seeing differences here. And then I'm seeing what's happening in other parts of the world, like Asia, parts of Europe, and it's completely different.
Yeah, and you know, doing a lot of reading around growth, are we peaking? Is it slowing? What impact is that having? Inflation, all of these things are playing a role, and we should talk about that in this segment. But we're going to have a really cool show today because we want to talk a little bit about how do you make money beyond just the stock market, right? What are the other asset classes you could invest in to actually make money, add to your portfolio, make more money, reduce risk, a whole bunch of different benefits. So I think people want to stick around for that to see how they can actually enhance their returns in their portfolio by looking beyond just the, you know, the things that they're comfortable with and they know.
Yeah, and many times people don't even know what tools are out there.
Right.
And so to actually have those conversations about, look at all the different things you can get in invested in, provided there's some structure and discipline around it, you can actually do quite well and lower your risk.
That's right.
And that's an awesome way of doing things. So I think that's going to be a great conversation because we're going to talk about today. We've got some experts coming on the show today talking about these different ways of using multiple assets to give you the kind of returns you're looking for. And then you look at what else is happening in today, and the big conversation this week was inflation.
Yeah.
You know, I looked at what was interesting. The Stats Canada came out with their adjusted way of looking at inflation, or they call it CPI.
Yeah.
700 items are in this list, Dave. So when people talk about inflation, they talk about one thing, the word inflation.
Right.
But there's 700 different items, and they all have different weightings based upon consumer behavior.
Yeah, the average basket of goods, right?
The average basket of goods. So things like delivery fees from Skip the Dishes. I'm well known for that, by the way. They've done.
Are you contributing to inflation?
Oh, I'm contributing to the Skip the Dishes program, let me tell you. They've done very well because of me. Then there's also included is game consoles.
Right.
So COVID and the pandemic has provided a change in behavior that's getting adjusted into the CPI or the inflation rate. What's interesting now is the debate on is inflation transitory or is it permanent? And it's funny how they're saying it's one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
700 items in the inflation basket.
Right.
How can it be all or none?
Right. It's not.
It's not going to be.
Right.
There's going to be some permanent and some that are going to be, temporary.
Yeah.
And temporary could be a few years.
Could be.
Right? It doesn't necessarily have to be 2 months.
Right.
So there is the interesting part when you just take, you know, the dissection of the 700 items in the basket, you can identify where things are going up in price and how does that impact global economy, local economies, currencies, companies.
And your household, your individual household.
And then you can see what's temporary inflation.
Right.
And where's the opportunity there. So I think what we get too caught up in is people generally listen to or see headline stories of inflation is up.
Right.
And it's going to go to it's going to be above 3%. You and I were talking before the show that if inflation was zero for the rest of the year, it's still average above 3% year. That's scary. 3% inflation. Ah!
Well, what the central bank said is their high end, right? 3%.
It's a target.
Right.
And now you have to go through those baskets.
Right.
And say, okay, what's really pushing the price up?
Yep.
And then if you look at the economy.
Right.
So people are assuming that interest rates are going to rise end of this year because inflation's up.
Right.
It's not that easy. You wouldn't need this many members of the Bank of Canada or in the Federal Reserve if it was just that one decision.
Yeah. Yeah, it's way more complicated than people think. And the question is, what are the implications? So you said something right at the beginning of that piece that you just did, is it's not one or the other.
Yeah.
Right? So you know, is some of the inflation temporary and transitory? Yes, I think we believe that some is. Is some of it more permanent? I would say yes. I think that's probably the case. Remember, we've been struggling for 11 years from a central bank perspective to get inflation up to 2%.
Yeah.
We've been running well under 2% for 11 years. They've wanted a 2% target. They're prepared to let it run a little bit hotter. My question, you know, the work that I'm doing from a risk perspective when I think about what's the impact of inflation is really not whether or not they're going to raise interest rates right away. I think we all agree that they're going to be very cautious in that approach. But their language, right, the guidance they give the market is important. And so if we are in fact running hotter than 3% at the end of the year, and we both believe that to be the likely outcome, what starts coming from the Bank of Canada, from the US, you know, from the Fed, from the European Central Bank? What are we going to see and what implications will that have on the different asset classes?
Yeah, this is the challenge that's out there right now for money managers like us.
You bet.
Right? What's the communication? What's the action after the communication? And where do you profit and protect in that situation?
Right.
And so people are saying right now, Dave, let's just go all in the stock market. Yeah. Look at that. Double-digit returns in the stock market. Pick Canada, US, it doesn't matter. Let's just keep our money there.
Right.
But what about all those risks that we just talked about when it comes to inflation, COVID variants of Delta, how it's impacting the growth and so forth? There's a lot of risk on the table.
Sure there is.
Do you want to put all in on stocks?
Well, and do you remember? Yeah, exactly. Do you remember the temper tantrum? Well, you know, I know you remember. Do you guys remember the temper tantrum in the fourth quarter of 2018 when then Fed Chair Ben Bernanke started to talk about rising interest rates?
He just sneezed rising interest rates. He didn't talk about it. There was more conversation about the unemployment of minors, meaning under the age of 18 and over the age of 15, mm-hmm. than there was on the taper tantrum, and the entire market just lost it.
And I'm going from memory here, so don't quote me on the exact number, but it was about a 20% pullback in that quarter on the equity markets.
Ridiculous. And so you're right. It is all about communication. It is all about action after the communication. And so just know what the risks are out there. And that's why I'm happy we're going to have this show, because there's multiple assets you can have.
Right.
There's multiple ways to invest. Now, we've employed this kind of mindset, this approach to a portfolio, the structure and discipline behind it.
Bingo.
For a very long time, and we talk about it every single month at our seminar, and we're going to be doing that as well at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, August 24th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Given all the risks we've just talked about, are you interested in finding out ways to make money beyond just the stock market? Stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.